It's that time of the every other year again. They do it every 2 years. So welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. You were here a couple of years ago. How long have you been director of the Nutcracker for Dakota Dance Association?
This is my seventh go round.
14 years by the math then, right?
By the math, but we only do it every other year.
Yeah. So, why is it only every other year? Because it's a big undertaking?
It's a big undertaking, huge. And it takes a lot of prep time behind the scenes for people like the Dakota Dance Association to get everything together. Plus, it takes a toll on the dancers,
Year off is probably a good idea.
Yes.
Tell us about Dakota Dance Association. They have a nice history.
They do. They came together to support dance in the Yankton and Greater Yankton area. And we have two dance studios in town, so they are there to support that. They put on the Can-Can at Riverboat Days every year and are working behind the scenes to support dance.
And then the story of the Nutcracker, I think everybody's heard it, but maybe not everybody knows what to expect when they go to the Nutcracker. What would you say?
I can speak to our Nutcracker. I don't know what happens in other productions, but ours is, I think, lavish. It's a beautiful, beautiful production. The sets were designed by professionals at USD. We have beautifully painted backdrops, probably 300 plus exquisite costumes, and over 120 dedicated and very talented dancers.
That's a pretty big number, especially for what's considered to be kind of a small town.
I would agree, yes. A lot of the older dancers are playing up to three parts, so there are very, very quick changes that are happening backstage, too.
Our main characters, Prince and Clara, right?
The Prince and Clara. We have Sugar Plum Fairy, the Mouse Queen. A lot of snow characters, Snow Crystal, Winter Fairy, Snow Queen. The list is long.
I'm going to have you introduce who you brought along with, and then we'll get back to you and to talk about some of the details and tickets and things like that. Who did you bring along with?
Well, Paige Reese is here, and Byron Jimenez. And Paige is playing the Winter Fairy. And Byron is the understudy for the Nutcracker Prince, and he's one of the teen party goers in the opening scene that we refer to as the party scene.
Excellent. Let's talk to them. Good morning, Paige Reese. Thanks for coming in. How are you these days?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Senior at YHS?
Yes.
All right. I'll ask the question that everybody's asking. What are you going to do after high school, Paige?
I plan to go to SDSU and major in criminology.
Has that been a dream for a long time? Is that something new, or how did that come about?
I didn't really decide I wanted to until like April of this year. And my dad has always been involved in like criminology and stuff like that. And it kind of helped me choose my path.
Let's talk about your family. Tell us who's in your family, who might be listening to you right now on the radio.
My mom and my dad, definitely. And I have a sister, but she's probably not listening.
She hears enough of you at home, maybe. How long have you been involved with the Nutcracker, Paige?
Since I was 7 years old. I've done it every other year.
Great memories?
Yes.
So back when you were seven, how involved were you? And tell us also then what you'll be doing this year.
My first part was a candy cane. And that was just my one part. And now I'm Winter Fairy, Waltz of the Flowers, and Spanish Hot Chocolate.
What? Spanish Hot Chocolate?
It's just like what one of the parts is in Kingdom of Sweets.
Okay. So you went from candy cane, probably low pressure, to a little more higher pressure on Winter Fairy. What do you like? What do you like about this production? What do you like about your involvement?
I like how it's like with all of my friends, and it's really stress-free, and it's like a Christmas production because Christmas is my favorite holiday.
A lot of time though, right?
Yeah.
How often do you guys get together and practice?
Usually every Saturday and Sunday from around 1 to 6.
And what do you think people will like about the Nutcracker?
I think people will like how it's like a story being told and not just like dances. Like, it's kind of like a movie if you think about it, and I think it's really entertaining.
And I understand this was a family affair. Your parents were in this in the past too?
Yes, they were a mom and dad in the party scene when I was a candy cane.
Well, you're like royal family around Yankton then, huh?
Something like that.
Also joining us is Byron Jimenez, and he is also a senior at YHS. Hi, Byron.
Hello.
Soccer player, right?
Yes.
And what else did you tell me you're involved with at YHS?
Student council and track.
But you tore your ACL,
yes,
and you're in a dance production?
Yes.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Yes, I'm very glad and happy I was able to do it. It was my second time tearing my ACL, so I feel good, and I'm glad I was able to come do this.
Was that a soccer injury?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Are you done doing that now? Or are you going to go for the third one, or what's your plan?
No, I think I'm retiring after this second one.
It's a lot to come back from. Good luck on that. What about after YHS? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking going to USD and joining their pre-law program and eventually becoming an immigration lawyer.
Wow. Nice plan. Yes. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you. Tell us about the Nutcracker and how long you've been involved with this and how it all started.
The Nutcracker started a long time ago, obviously, but I started 2 years ago due to, well, our ex-coach used to be Dave Dannenbring, and he had a son in our soccer team, and they just convinced us to do it, and I'm really glad they were able to convince us to do it because I enjoy it and have a lot of fun watching even just the dancers.
That was Lance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Lance was on with us a few years back, too. So, well, good. Not a lot of boys in this production, though.
No.
Could you count them on one hand, or how many are there?
I think, one hand would be about enough.
So do you guys try to stay close together in practices, the guys stick together mentality?
Yeah, especially with me and my buddy Cade, the prince. We usually stick together because it's just me and him on a couple scenes, and a lot of the boys aren't there, so yeah.
So you're the understudy for him, so
yes.
You've got a lot on your plate. Potentially, you might need to step in and take over. You'd be ready for that?
Oh, yes. I've been practicing backstage and just watching him helps me a lot.
Is there a little part of you that hopes he maybe get sick so you can do it?
Just a tad, but I'm happy for him.
Just promise me you won't tear your ACL during the Nutcracker.
I won't.
Anything that you'd like to say to people that are thinking about buying a ticket?
I think they should definitely come. This production is awesome. The girl dancers are incredible. They wow me every time I watch them. So, yeah, I think it's a great time.
I was going to say break a leg, but I don't think I'm going to tell you that. So.
No.
And now let's turn our attention back to Linda Haar, the director. We need some details. These kids sound excited, and we hope that our listeners are excited. Let's talk about when and what times it'll be performed.
Well, the Nutcracker Ballet will be performed at the Yankton High School Summit Center Theater on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. And again on Sunday, November 23rd at 2 p.m.
We better talk about the choreographer in this a little bit, right?
Of course. We couldn't have the Nutcracker without Dorota Dannenbring. She is a celebrated dance instructor and was a premier ballerina years ago and studied at the Warsaw Ballet in Poland.
Now we're going to talk about something you're a little afraid about, and that's a QR code. She told me before, she goes, Jeff, I don't know anything about QR codes, but there's a QR code that makes it pretty easy on the posters people might see.
Yes, there's a QR code on the posters. And I believe if you go to the Dakota Dance Association Facebook page, you might find one there as well. And you can purchase your tickets. This is the first time that is being done, that we're doing a pre-sale online through the QR code, which is, I think, fantastic for folks. And then they can also purchase tickets at the door. And I should note that the QR code or ordering online will be cut off on November 20th. And then on the 21st, that's a Friday, the day before we open, people can purchase tickets at the Yankton High School Theater between 5 and 7 p.m. And it's also worth noting that only cash or checks will be accepted at the door.
Well, hopefully you sell out. I know it's well attended every year.
And it's a huge theater, so I think people will have every opportunity to find a seat.
Thanks for taking the time to visit with us and bringing in these all-stars, and thanks for your work on this. It's nice that Yankton has the Nutcracker. I hope things go well through performance time.
Thank you so much for having us today.